Alright everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair! And today I'm going to be talking about a subject that I've been covering for a while. For my fans out there, you know, I'm a red pill content creator, MGTOW, what have you. And I approach everything with a comedic spin. And I cover a lot of important subjects, and I do the same thing. Now, I've had people get mad at me in the past because I'm always laughing and joking, even when, you know, Murphy shows up and it's just raining cats and dogs or some big wrench gets thrown into the whole thing. And they get mad at me because I'm not reacting like them. And that's the difference between somebody who is a higher level thinker and somebody who's caught down in the weeds. All right, now, the reason I talked about that is this. I was on internet dating, you know, probably for over 10 years-ish. And some of the shit I encountered on there was absolutely fucking amazing. In the beginning when I started, it really wasn't that bad. You know, it was kind of like going to a bar, except you're, you know, doing it virtually. Where, you know, they read your profile, you talk to them, things went back and forth. And there wasn't as much craziness in their profiles, in these women's profiles. There's some of it, you know. And as time progressed, I literally watched the list of horseshit these women want out of a man grow and grow and grow to the point of impossibility. Now, I can't tell you thousands of times, because I was, you know, in this for over 10 years. Thousands of times, I'd come across a profile. It's taken from that picture where they kind of do this. So you're seeing their face, you don't see their neck rolls, and you see the tits up top. I call that iceberg photography. You're only seeing the tip of the goddamn iceberg when you talk to women like that. Because I can almost guarantee you, from here down, it's a slow motion train wreck with a price tag that you cannot afford. You know, as we find ourselves surrounded by reality, which is too extreme for fantasy, we all need to find an escape. Don't judge me. Like my buddy Nelson Abick's books. Oh, wait a minute. These, Freedom's Forge, stories about all of the shenanigans that took place in the Revolutionary War. Or if you have a short attention span, try his Too Cool for Earth series. It's about colonists in space. There's a monkey called Bobby Bananas. He's not evil, just kind of secretive. Like everyone else in this story. What are you going to do? He's also hairy. I kind of like a shaved monkey myself, but not in this context. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, you can get the first Too Cool for Earth story for just 99 cents. Go to abixrealms.com. Links are in the Meat Gazer box. Meat Gazer! And that's why they're caught in internet dating limbo. Now, I used to use POF, a couple of the ones out there. OkCupid. And then there was one that was run by Yahoo when they had their... You know, they used to have a matching thing back in the day. They sold it to Match. So those three I used. I don't use them anymore. To be honest with you, I've just lost interest. And I've aged out of that whole thing. Because it was taking up a lot of time. It was. You come home from work, 1 or 2 hours on the goddamn dating sites, checking your emails, responding back if you get any responses at all. And there was almost no return on the investment. Okay. It caused a lot of frustration. until I saw some of the studies out there in regards to how women approach internet dating. And quite frankly, all of the women, well, not all of them, a majority of the women who are on the internet dating sites are literally looking for 4.5% of the male population that's on these sites. Okay, that's less than 5%. Whereas when you look at men, it's the bell curve is a bell curve, where the woman's bell curve goes way off to the right and does that. It's kind of nuts. So there's 4.5% of the women on are the men on these dating sites that are just killing it. Just killing it. And I was not one of those men. You know, it's okay. I am what I am. I'm not 6 feet tall. I'm not racked and stacked. I don't have a six-figure income. So, you know, I already, that's two or three torpedoes below the waterline. I got the bilge pumps full blast, but I'm still going down. So the only logical thing to do is abandon ship at that point. Okay, now, here are some stories of some of the frivolous horse shit that I've gotten from some of these ladies on these dating sites. And the one that sticks out the most was this one woman from downriver. I think she was from Redford. Can't remember her screen name. I don't really care. And we talked back and forth for about 2 weeks. And then out of the blue, she emails me back and says, hey, this isn't going to work out because, you know, you have punctuation problems. Apparently, in one of my emails that I had sent her, I had left a hanging comma. Okay. And it bothered her so much that, you know, she just quit talking to me. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then you read her profile, and it was just a fucking train wreck. I'm sure she's still on there, or she's quit like everyone else is quitting because it's stupid. Another one is this, and you're going to like this one. All right, so I'm talking with this lady. All right, she's in her late 30s, divorced, two kids, working at was it either CVS or Walmart, just a general clerk, nothing like, not like the pharmacist or the pharmacist assistant, not even a manager, just works there. And I'm talking to her back and forth, and then, you know, I let her know, hey, I'm retired. And after that, she was just like, hey, look, I don't want to deal with anyone who's retired. I'm looking for somebody that, you know, can make it happen and, you know, has that, you know, job and blah, blah. She's looking to get saved in her late 30s from her service job at CVS that she's going to have to work for the rest of her goddamn life, because 40 to 80 is a long fucking time. So I responded back. I'm like, look, yeah, you're right. I'm retired. Because I did smart things. I stuck to my guns. And I wrote it out to the end. And obviously, that you're never going to have that. Because she was like 36, 38 years old. Somewhere in there. Oh well. Bummer. So anyway. Gentlemen. It is my advice to you. To stay off internet dating. Basically, distance yourself from dealing on a regular basis with the opposite sex, because there is a war going on here between men and women. Women are armed with emotion, and they make all kinds of illogical decisions, and men don't. And it's absolutely fucking crazy what's going on in today's day and age. And quite frankly, the red pill philosophy is winning, because the marriage rates, well, They're sitting right around 6.5 out of 1,000 people getting married. And it's the lowest it's ever been since they started counting that stat, which was right after the Civil War. Because typically after a major conflict, there's all kinds of begetting going on and people getting married and what have you. And in today's day and age, where we have not experienced war on our soil, it has literally destroyed marriage in this country, and the nuclear family is crumbling. And once enough of those building blocks of this civilization goes away, it's going to get crazy. Chaos is going to rule. There will be a two-way rifle range or a lot of small conflicts. That's just the way it rolls. Anyway, that's my time. I just thought I would talk about the internet dating thing. I'm going to be covering a couple articles in regards to some of the craziness that's going on out there with the ladies of today. Anyway, that's my time. Take it easy.